You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm, so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, as you will be aware, President Donald Trump has paused reciprocal tariffs for any country that did not retaliate with their own tariffs, meaning basically everywhere. But China is getting a small reprieve. Speaking to reporters outside the White House, President Trump explained why he decided on a 90-day pause.
Look, nothing's over yet, but we have a tremendous amount of spirit from other countries, including China. China wants to make a deal. They just don't know how quite to go about it. You know, it's one of those things they don't know how quite. They're proud people. And President Xi's a proud man. I know him very well. And they don't know quite how to go about it, but they'll figure it out. They're in the process of figuring it out, but they want to make a deal. And we have other, we have many other countries, as you know, many more than 75. And they all want to come, and they want to come here, or they'll go to Commerce, or they'll go to Treasury. We have our great senators here and congressmen. They'll call John. They'll do somebody. They'll go through somebody. But they're all calling, how do we do this? They all want to make a deal. Somebody had to do what we did. And I did a 90-day pause for the people that didn't retaliate. Because I told them, if you retaliate, we're going to double it. And that's what I did with China, because they did retaliate.
So there you go, folks. It was all part of a grand plan. In a moment, we'll go to David Smith, a Washington bureau chief in The Guardian. But first off, Joe Lynham joins us. Joe, you predicted this yesterday. You said the bond markets would be what would bring Trump to heel. That's exactly what happened. How are things looking this morning?
Up. A lot of green across the board. The Nikkei in Japan is up 8.6%. The Hang Seng up 3%. The Chinese market's less positive, obviously, because they still have 125% tariff.
Yeah.
But they're still below where they were 5 days ago. So they're still below where they were since so-called Liberation Day. The futures market in Europe, as in the predictions of what the futures market, what they will open at when they open up in 50 minutes from now, stonking, up 9.25% for the Euro stocks. The DAX is set to open up 9% and the FTSE 100 is set to open up 6%. So in other words, there's going to be a relief rally in Europe today. That's clear. But the problems haven't gone away. We still have a tariff war. There's still 10% tariffs across the board. We are assuming in Europe that we're included in the kind of everyone else except China thing. But we did retaliate yesterday. We launched a whole series of tariffs.
I think that was conveniently ignored by the president, was it not?
Absolutely. He totally pretended. He pretended he's won against everybody and now he's fighting the war. So he can't focus on anything more than one thing at a time. And China is his focus at the moment.
Joe Lynham, we'll see you at the Business News in a half an hour and you'll be back after 8 o'clock to tell us how the European markets have opened. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief from The Guardian. I'm curious, the reaction in America, I think most people this side of the Atlantic recognize it was a capitulation. Is that how it's been received in the US?
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Yeah, certainly by many, and definitely by Donald Trump's critics who basically say he blinked first, he caved in on this, and yielded to reality, really, that the markets were facing total meltdown, and reportedly, you know, he was being warned this might not just be a recession, it might be a depression, and finally got the wake-up call. I think a combination of pressure from business leaders and even his own Republican Party. But of course, you know, it's always very hard these days to generalize about the reaction in America, or especially the American media on the right and the pro-Trump media and so on. And certainly by the White House, this is being portrayed as a glorious victory and a masterpiece of political strategy to force these countries to the negotiating table. They are triumphant and claiming Trump was playing chess here all the time and has pulled off something brilliant.
Yeah, you're a journalist. You're not Notre Dame, so maybe this question is kind of unfair and impossible to answer. What happens next, do you think?
I think now we get into the negotiations, which Trump claims involve, at least 75 countries have come forward. And I mean, he put it at a dinner last night there, kissing my behind, pleading for some sort of deal. And now I guess we will see where those talks go. Let's not forget the trade war. The crisis is far from over because Trump did simultaneously increase yet again the tariffs on China to 125%. So you still have the world's two biggest economies on collision course, and you still have 10% tariffs on everyone else. So although the stock market bounced back very healthily, it seems to be going up. This storm has not passed, and we shall see. What negotiations can be had with all these various countries now?
Those negotiations will have to happen. Trump's position is considerably weakened. He can hardly go back to really hefty tariffs, can he?
You wouldn't have thought so. I mean, nothing is beyond Trump. He and his supporters are boasting he's the author of The Art of the Deal and knows how to negotiate better than anyone. There's a tremendous sense of whiplash here. All year these tariffs have been on and then they've been off again and then they've been on again and sometimes at different rates. I guess in theory, if talks break down with one country or another, he could say... They betrayed me and I'm going to slap tariffs back on again. But certainly the business world hates all of that. It wants certainty and stability, and Trump is providing the exact opposite here. And yes, I think he's undermined his own credibility.
Okay, David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief from The Guardian, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Jonathan, I thought the most amazing moment yesterday was when Donald Trump took credit for the rally in the stock market. It's the biggest rally we've ever seen.
He also said 3 hours before he did it that now is a good time to buy, which I just can't get my head around.
I thought the kissing the asses comment was, I've never heard a statesman or supposed statesman using that kind of language before. It turns out his own head was where he said everyone was kissing, but there you go.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.